Okay, Shalom Uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning class at the Young Israel Vodmir. Shalom Uvracha. So before we get to the continuation of last week's class, I just want to add something on. Last week we spoke about Atze Sheep Team. I personally found it very fascinating, and I was had all sorts of new limudim, and I just always knew Rashi, and Yaakov took Sheetim, Tzvi's, down to Egypt and commanded his children when they left. We had a whole exploration and different insights and possibilities of where these Sheetim trees actually came from, and the forests and the desert and the idea of the Mesorah. Okay, we spoke about that last week. And the reason I brought that up is because the foundation of Mishkan, I forgot to also say that the Badim, in all the things that I listed that are wood, I forgot to mention that the badim are all wood. So the poles or the staves that go alongside the Aron Kodesh, the golden mizbeach, the copper mizbeach, they have poles. They are staves, badim, and they are made of wood and then covered in the same material as the kli. So the shulchan has wooden staves covered in gold. The mizbeach hazahav has badim covered in gold. Mizbeach HaNechoshas, the badim are covered in Nechoshas, copper, and the Aron Kodesh covered in gold. So that's something else that is made of Atze Shitim, of wood in the Mishkan. And it is very important for us, and we noted that wood is something organic. It is a living material. It is not a rock. It is not silver. It is not stone. It is not, well, dirt, soil has potential for life. But it's not something that's inorganic. It's organic material. So we see that the foundation of Mishkan is something that lives, something that breathes, something that grows. The foundation of who we are, the Aron Kodesh, may have been gold, but the foundation of the Aron Kodesh is wood. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba, because we all have to emulate the quality of a tree. We draw nutrients from the Mesorah, from our roots. We grow upwards towards Hashem, and we all must birth spiritual peros. And it was really fascinating to learn to me about the forest in the desert. And that's actually where they got Atze Shitim, at least according to the opinions that we saw last week. I want to add something on. I wasn't planning to say this, but earlier this week, I thank my friend Paula Spodek. She sent this to me. She thought I might be interested in it. And primarily, first of all, it's a very nice insight I'm going to share with you, but I'm always interested in Divrei Torah of Naftali Mirapshitz. He was my husband's eighth great-grandfather, Ben Achar Ben. My father-in-law is seven, Ben Achar Ben from the Rapshitzer Rebbe. My husband is eight, and my boys, Kenai Nahar, are nine. So, Divrei Torah from the Rapshitzer Rebbe, I always have a special affinity for. I was unbeknownst to Paul Spodek when she sent this to me, but she said, I listened to your shir on YU Torah about Atze Shitim, and I thought you might be interested in this. So I'm going to share with you. I think she said she saw from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg. That she didn't send to me, but it just was from Rav Naftali Mirapshitz. So I think it was from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, quoting Rav Naftali Mirapshitz. Zchuso Yalgein Aleinu. Should be a mele tzosher for the, not only Kaya Shah, but for the whole family, for Bezer Hashem, Besuras Tovos, and his descendants, and only Besuras Tovos. So here we go. Rav Naftali Mirapshitz, I'm talking further about the Atze Shitim before I get to what I wanted to speak about today. Rav Naftali Mirapshitz in his Sefer Zera Kodesh offers deeper insight into the Atze Shitim. Okay, so let's look at the words for a minute. Atze is wood, trees, wood, and Shitim. And I mentioned last week, I don't know if you remember, because we spoke about Bamidbar Parachav Hei, Vayeshav Yisrael Bashitim, Vayachal Ha'am Liznos Espinos Malv. I quoted that pasuk, and I told you that the Gemara says they sat in Shitim because they did Maisa Shtos. I mentioned it very quickly in passing because the Mefarshim we saw last week say that's proof that there was a Shitim forest in the desert. However, Shitim, we know, and I just told you again, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and I told you, I'm not sure if it's Kuf Yod or Kuf Tash, but the Gemara says, I don't remember, the Gemara says there, why does it say Vayeshev Yisrael B'Shitim? Because before they start to do the Zanus with the Benos Moav, they're engaged in Maisa Shtus. They're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. Now we go to Rav Naftali Mirapshitz. Rav Naftali Mirapshitz in his Sefer Zera Kodesh offers a deeper insight into these Atze Shitim. He quotes the Gemara. The Gemara teaches us in Masachah Sota 3a, Ein Adam over Avera. A person does not transgress. A person does not do a sin. Ela im kein nichnas bo ruah shtos. So if this spirit of shtos did not enter into a person, which represents the Yetzer Hara, we would never do an Avera. Your Yetzer Tov does not want to do Averos. Your Yetzer Tov, your good inclination, wants you to do Ratzon Hashem. It doesn't want you to sin. So the Gemara says, Ein Adam over Avera, ela im kein nichnas bo ruach shtos. The reason that we transgress and we deviate from the path of God is because the spirit of foolishness enters into us. It's translated here as a spirit of insanity. So however you want to translate the word shtos, foolishness, insanity. So many people, shalom, thank you. Okay, today's shiur is generously sponsored by my dear friends. I saw you, you're here, yeah, Janet? Today's shiur is generously sponsored by Janet and Robert Spector in memory of our very, very dearly beloved friend, Alaha Hashalom, Rosalind Bramson. I think the Spector family called her Bobby Bramson, right? Even though that she wasn't there, Bobby. And Malki's always told me about her baking. And I remember the last Erev Shabbos when Max said he was going to print up the written Dvar Torah and take it to his Bobby in the hospital because she always loved reading them. So she was someone who went up to Shemayim, not only with love for family and love for Klesis Tron, like you told me the other week, with such a Simchas HaChayim, but she truly made such an impact on all who knew her, and she really loved to learn until the end of her life. She attended our shiur, my written Dvar Torah post, other shiurim. She had such a Simchas HaChayim, so the shiur should be as chos for the Aliyah Neshama of Ratza Bas Nechemya, Alaha HaShalom. She should have a nachas ruach from her place in the Olam HaEmes from the Divrei Torah that we will share today, Be'ezrat Hashem. Zecher nishmas and lilui nishmas ratza bat nechemya alaha hashalom. So let us go back to this atze shitim. A person does not commit an avera until a ruach shtos enters into him. So many people make terrible, foolish mistakes that end up almost ruining their lives. I think she said it's Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg is quoting. The thing is, it doesn't say. I actually printed it up because it was from Avtalmi Rapshitz and I really liked the Dvar Torah and it ties into our learning of last week. So I think Rabbi Goldberg writes, so many people make terrible, foolish mistakes that end up practically ruining their lives. We have all heard of celebrities, talented, accomplished, successful, wealthy, charismatic, influential people who threw all their success away in a momentary lapse due to a ruach shtos that overcame them. So it's true, but I don't know if we need to use celebrities as an example. There are many fine Jews who unfortunately, and that's all of us when we sin, by the way, who unfortunately make grave mistakes that we would not have made had this ruach shtos not entered into us. Otherwise, intelligent, responsible people can end up engaging in the most irrational, reckless behavior, causing irreparable damage to their lives. People who receive lab results and warnings from their doctor will still eat unhealthy food. Parents will ruin their relationships with their children, Rachmana Litzlan, by flying off the handle, erupting into a fit of anger over a minor infraction. Relationships are ruined because of irresponsible, insensitive, hurtful remarks that should never have been said. We all do foolish, improper things. Why? Because of a ruach shtos, a temporary insanity or a temporary foolishness that sometimes overcomes us and leads us to act irrationally. Rav Naftali Mirapshitz writes, the command va'asu aron atze shitim. You should make the aron of shitim. What? It's 25:11. Chav hey yud aleph. The first kli we were commanded to make was the aron. After the list of materials that Moshe is commanded to collect from the people, the first of the kelim he's commanded to make is the aron kodesh. Even though Bezalel said we can't make it first because we don't have anywhere to put it. And Moshe said, you are Bezalel Kal, you are in the shelter of God. It's of such significant importance and it's the focal point of our lives and the focal point of Mishkan because the Aron represents Torah. It was commanded first. But what is the Aron made of? Va'atu Aron, atse shitim. The Aron is made out of shitim wood. So Naftali Mirapshitz teach that the Aron Kodesh, which contains the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. It also contains the Luchos that Moshe brought down from Shemayim. So it is the embodiment, it is the kli, the vessel that holds Torah. The Aron Kodesh must be made from shittim, atzei shittim. What does that mean? Atzei from the word atzas, advice. Eitza. Eitza is advice, or translated here as strategy, to protect against ruach shtutz. Atzas shittim means make sure you have a battle plan. Make sure you have a piece of advice. Make sure you know how you are, what eitza you're going to use, based on Torah, the Aron Kodesh, to fight against the Ruach Shtos that will enter into you and tell you to do Averos. Atzas Shittim, Atzei Shittim. Have a proper advice in life. Have a teacher, have a Torah, have a moral compass, have a plan, your Atzas, to know how to battle Shittim, the Ruach Shtos. If we want to avoid the insanity, says Rabbi Goldberg, that leads us to wrongful and destructive behavior, our best advice is regular and intensive devotion to Torah learning. V'asu Aron Atzei Shittim. We should make the Aron of Atzei Shittim, the first kli we are commanded to make. It's made of Atzei Shittim. The Aron represents Torah. So the Torah is telling us that you want to know what is the best Eitzah to fight the Ruach Shtos. The best advice I can give you to fight this degree of insanity that will permeate your lives is to make sure you are a vehicle or a vessel where the Torah dwells. If you are a vehicle or a vessel where the Torah dwells, then you will be not 100% protected, because as long as a person's alive, they have a Yetzer Hara, but you will fortify yourself against the design of the Yetzer Hara, the Shtus. Therefore, the best advice is regular and intensive devotion, says Rav Tali Mirapshitz, to Torah learning. In fact, Rav Naftali Mirapshitz further writes, Iker Chasidus Hu HaTorah HaKadosha Bahasmada. Iker HaChasidus Hu, Chasidus means piety. Okay, when the Gemara uses the word Midas Chasidus, it means like Midah of piety. Iker Chasidus Hu HaTorah HaKadosha Bahasmada. The main, the essence of Chasidus, of a Midah of piety, if you want to know how to be a pious person, HaTorah HaKadosha Bahasmada. Immerse yourself in the words of the Holy Torah. What's Hasmada? It's from the word Tamid, which relates a lot to the Mishkan. Lahalos Ner Tamid. It's in this week's Parsha, 27:20, the lighting of the menorah. Lahalos Ner Tamid. Chav Zayin Chav. It's the first Pasuk of this week's Parsha. We have a Ner Tamid. We have a Korban Tamid, which is offered on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes two times a day. Rashi tells us that the Lachem Aponim, Rashi to Lahalos Ner Tamid, yeah, Lalos Ner Tamid is 27:20. So Rashi tells us there that the menorah is lit with hasmada, consistency. The Korban Tamid is brought with hasmada, consistency. The Korban Menachos is brought with consistency. And the Lechem Aponim is on the table, tmidi, always. Oive. So, Tamid means always and consistent. It's something that I stress very, very often. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi shamid ki mini bal amot tehillim tazayin chas. Hashem is before me tamid. By my right side I shall not falter. What is tamid? It means always and consistent. Based on this Rashi that we just explained, certain things tamid means always. The lechem aponim, the showbread, was on the table always. The shulchan never did not have showbread on it. They baked it on Friday in an iron pan. It was transferred after baking to a gold pan. And on Shabbos, the old bread from last week was moved out, and the fresh bread that was baked yesterday was put in. But they didn't take one off, and then there was a gap of time. They had special shovels. Each of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash had accessory kelim. As they slid off the old bread, the new bread was slid on. So tamid means always. The shulchan always had lechem aponim on it. Always. When one was going off, the other was going in. And then the kohanim would eat the old bread. Rashi says there was a miracle. It was warm and it was fresh. It didn't get moldy or stale. They had little tubes for air circulation between the loaves. Okay, so tamid means always. And tamid also means consistent. How do I know? Because the salt, because the menorah, mincha, and carbon tamid were not always. They were offered with regularity or consistency, but that's not always. The menorah was not lit always. It wasn't burning 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It was lit every evening until the morning, but then in the morning it wasn't burning for the day. So tamid means always, and tamid means consistent. And it's something I've mentioned before many times, and it has a huge Musar Haskel for our lives as Ovdei Hashem and as Torah Jews. If you want to know what it means to be an Aron Kodesh, so to speak, where the Shekhinah will dwell, and make sure you are built of Atzah Shittim, what Atzah do you take with you in life to fight against the Ruach Shtus that threatens to overcome and threatens to destroy us? You need this idea of Tmidius in your Avodas Hashem. Yes, Hashem should be before me always, but also I must be consistent in my Avodas Hashem. And Rav Soloveitchik speaks about this very beautifully, where he speaks about his father, Rav Moshe Zatzal, and his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, Zecher Tzadik, Mekdoshim, Levracha, and he says they were not one iota different in public or in private. That's consistency. The persona I am is the persona I always am, no matter if I'm by myself, with my family, in public, in the store, on vacation, on a Caribbean island, no matter where I am the same person. Because who is before me always and consistently? It doesn't matter who I'm with physically in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always and consistently before me, so then I must be consistent in my behavior. Rav Soloveitchik says we must be the same person in the bedroom and the boardroom, in the office and in the home, because that is the concept, that is the underlying maxim. This is brought down in the Machzor, Masoras HaRav, the Rosh Hashanah, and the Yom Kippur. He tells a story there, and the Rav tells us over about Rav Yisrael Salanter, who is traveling. It's in the Machzor, Masoras HaRav, beautiful Machzorim. We're a little bit still away from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but since I brought it up, I really do recommend them. If you don't have them, they're very, very beautiful. They're the art scroll format of the Machzor with commentary of Rav Soloveitchik. They're published by the OU in conjunction with Art School. Highly recommend them. Anyway, so the Rav tells the story of Rav Yisrael Salanter. And Rav Yisrael Salanter was traveling in a wagon with a wagon driver, and the wagon driver sees some hay on the side of the road. So he brings the cart to a halt, and he jumps off and he starts to take the hay. So Rav Yisrael Salanter says, someone's watching. So the wagon driver quickly jumps back into the cart, and he looks around, and he doesn't see anyone's watching. So he goes to steal more hay. Someone's watching. He doesn't see anyone's watching. He comes back into the car, and this happens a third time. Finally, he says, there's no one watching. Rav Soloveitchik says, Rav Yisrael Salanter said, God is watching. God is always watching. Is the true Meisor or not? I don't know. The Rav tells it over. So it has a lot of validity. If it's a Mesorah, if it's a parable, La Meisor, a person has to know. And the Rav says, this is the underlying maxim of Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Sami. So now let's go back to the Rav Shitzur Rebbe, as quoted by Rav Ephraim Goldberg, sent to me by my friend, Paul Spodek. Oh, my father-in-law just sent me a voice note yesterday based on something that they learned in the Gemara. This is so interesting. I wasn't planning to quote this, so I listened to voice note two times yesterday, but I didn't review it to prepare Shiur, but it just popped into my head. So they were learning something in the Gemara. I think he said they're in Bava Kama. Yeah, does anyone know where they're up to in Daf Yomi? Are they in Bava Kama? Does that sound right? Yeah, okay, so that's what he said. Something in the Gemara is a source for saying things b'shem Omro. Because he said to me, I know you're very machbid to always say b'shem Omro, which I really, li einhar, mevi gulul olam. Who do you learn that from? What does Pirkei Avos say? What does the Mishnah say? Kol omer davar b'shem Omro, mevi gulul olam. Shanemar v'tomer Esther l'malach b'shem Mordechai. I think tomorrow's Purim Katan. Yes, it is. Okay. Maybe Gula Olam. So if we want a Vinahapachu, if you hear a nice Dvar Torah and you heard it from a source, make sure you quote the source. Esther brought Yeshua to the people because she told the king about the plot in the name of Mordechai. Okay, so my father-in-law said, I think you might be interested in this. So the Gemara says the source for saying something b'shem Amrah, but then he quoted the Sefer Hasidim. I said I was very interested. I asked him if he has a picture of it. I'd like to see it, but I didn't get one, so I assume that means he didn't have the Sefer. Maybe it was just said over in the shir he was listening to. that someone who says something b'shem Omro, after 120, when that person goes up to Shemayim, those who he said Divrei Torah in their name accompany that neshama to the ultimate din, to the Beis Din Shamala, and they advocate for him, Latova. He didn't take credit for himself. He always made sure to say it. So they become your defense attorneys, if you will. They become an advocate, Latova, for that person after 120. I thought that was very interesting. I never heard that before. So let's go back to Rav Naftali Mirapshitz, my husband's great-great-grandfather, Shkusi Al-Geredeno, written by Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, sent to me by Paul Spodek. We know from Esther Malka, it's Mevi Geula La'olam. In fact, Rav Naftali, halavai, 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 bimher b'yameinu b'karv mamash. Rav Naftali of Rapshitz writes, Ikur chasidus, hu ha-Torah ha-kadosha b'hasmada. Hasmada is the word tamid. You just say it in like the yeshiva shvelt hasmada. It took me a few years till I knew what hasmada was. Someone who learns with hasmada. Hatmada. The root word is tamid. Tav mem dal. Someone told me a bunch of years ago, alal points are called, I don't have them, unfortunately, but matmid, because you fly. You don't fly always. No one is in the sky always, like the lachem upon him was on the table. Always. But if you fly consistently enough, you're going to be a masmid on halal, and you're getting matmid points. Ikar chasudus hu. So Naftali Mirapshitz writes that the essence of being a pious person is HaTorah HaKadosha, our holy Torah, which is the Aron Kodesh, Bahasmada. So now we've determined it means always, Hashem is always before me, and I must be consistent in my avodas Hashem. The essence of chassidus, says Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, is diligent Torah study. When we learn Torah, we are reminded of our obligations and our responsibilities, hopefully. We learn about who we are supposed to be, for sure, and how we are supposed to live, thus shielding ourselves from the ruach shtus, says Rav Tali Mirapshitz, that threatens to interfere with our good judgment. So if you make yourself into an Aron Kodesh, it had the Luchos, the Shivrei Luchos, and Moshe's Sefer Torah. And if you make yourself into a bastion of Torah, that is the best Eitzah to combat Ruach Shtos. And that's why the wood used, according to Rav Tali Mirapshitz, Hashkavakli in the Mishkan is called Atzei Shittim. By devoting ourselves to Torah, we keep our minds clear, last sentence of Rabbi Goldberg. By devoting ourselves to Torah, we keep our minds clear, we keep our judgment sound, we can make proper decisions, we can act with rationality. Does Hashem want me to do this or not want me to do this? Does Hashem want me to say this or not want me to say it? Does Hashem want me to eat this or not want me to eat this? Does he want me to watch or not watch? Read or not read? Listen to this song or not listen? We have to make sound decisions, but the only way to make those decisions is based on making yourself into an Aron Kodesh. And we know that the Aron Kodesh not only was the essence, the Ikur Atzei Shittim, but it was covered with bayis and michutz titzapenu. What was it covered with? The inside was gold and the outside was gold. There was three boxes. It was like stacking rings. The innermost box of the Aron Kodesh was gold. The middle box was atzei shittim, because the ikra of a person must be eitza tova, keneged ruach shtos. And the outside box was gold. So if a person makes themselves into an ikur, a foundation of atzei shittim, then they will be gold on the inside, and they will be gold on the outside. All of their paths will be zahav, because they are founded on a good etza. By devoting ourselves to Torah, we keep our minds clear and our judgment sound, so we can make the right decisions without being misled by the ruach shtos. So I wanted to add that onto what we spoke about last week. That has a lot of practical application and ways that we can apply that in our lives. Primarily, by immersing ourselves in Torah, we will hopefully always have the proper etza to combat ruach shtos. And Rabbi Goldberg points out that that's what the Rapshitzer Rebbe points out. That in the first Kli we're commanded, which is the Aron, we're told right away about the Atzei Shittim. Because Torah is the protection against the outside world, which brings Shtos into our lives. Related to this, also earlier in the week, I'm going to quote Rabbi Goldberg again, who's quoting again the Rapshitzer Rebbe. This is two totally different people who sent these to me. not knowing that I have an affinity for the Divrei Torah of the Rav Shitzer Rebbe. It's so funny. Earlier in the week, this week, Sarah Sklar told me she was listening to a shir by Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, and he said, I'm going to relate this to the first insight. Okay, the word truma. The parashios of Mishkan are truma, tetzaveh, beginning of kitisa, vayakob pekudei. So they all begin, the whole story of Mishkan begins with the truma. By the Be'er Shem of Moshe Leimer, 25:1, Daber b'nei Yisrael, v'yichuli truma, me'es kol isho sher yivino, yidvenu libo, tichu es trumasi. V'zos ha-truma sher tikkach mi'itam, zaha, v'kesu, v'nechoshas, v'zecheyes, v'argamban, v'soloshani, v'sheish masar. Okay, this is the contribution that you should take. Oh, I stopped right before I got to the pasuk about atzei shitim. V'aros eili me'adamim, v'aros techashim, v'atzei shitim, v'shemen lama'ar, v'samim l'shemen mishka, v'l'kotoros asamim. You need to take atzei shitim. We spoke about that, but now the atzei shitim is the foundation of the Aaron, and the Aaron is Torah, and Torah, we have already established from Rav Tali Mirapshitz, is the biggest defense against Ruach Shtos. The Eitzah of Torah, well, Aaron Kodesh, will protect you against Ruach Shtos. Okay. So Sarah Sklar told me that she heard from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg that the word Truma, which is, what does Truma mean? I didn't translate any of those psukim I just quoted. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, speak to the children of Israel and take from me a portion or a contribution. From every man whose heart motivates him to give, you shall take my portion. And this is the portion or the donation that you should take, gold, silver, copper, etc. So the truma is the contribution or the donation that the people donated to build the Mishkan. So Rabbi Sarah Sklar told me that Rabbi Goldberg quoted, she didn't know who he quoted, he said that truma is the letters Torah Mem. Truma, Tav, Resh, Vav, Mem, He. Very easy. Spells Torah, Tav, Vav, Resh, He, with a Mem. Okay? And she said, because he said Torah Mem, that like a Mem is closed on all sides, a person has to be closed to the outside influences in order to have Torah. That's what she told me. So I sent her a voice note back, and I said, that's a very nice vort, but the Mem in Truma is not a Mem Sofis. The Mem in Truma is not an Ender Mem. It's not a closed total Mem. So I said, maybe you could say a little bit differently. Torah Mem, a Mem that's not a Mem Sofis, is mostly closed, but a little bit open. Well, maybe it's teaching us you need to be closed to the outside influences, but you need to be open to Torah. Because if you're closed to everything, someone who's so stubborn, my way or the highway, Bilam was closed to all the signs around him, then all you can think about is your own kinah taiva covet and a house full of gold and silver, and you're not interested in hearing anything. Even if the donkey talks and it's a messenger of God with a sword in its hand, you still can't see the emes. So I didn't tell her that whole thing. But I suggested that maybe the mem in Truma is open. It's not an ender mem. So I didn't really understand this because I suggested that maybe it means you have to be closed, but a little bit open if you want to have Torah. So then I reached out to Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, and I said that someone shared this with me in your name. Said it's very nice, but I sent him my voice note, which is that I thought I didn't understand that I said, because I said the mem in Truma is not an ender mem. It's not closed all the way. So he wrote back, I had the same question, but I thought it was a Hasidish license. Here's the piece. So the Hasidim, it doesn't have to be so exact. So if you want to say, you have to be closed off to Torah, and it's an open mem, so we can make it an ender mem. But okay, no, I'm not joking, I'm quoting. Thank you for your kind words, your thought, and your insight. I had the same question, but I thought it was a Hasidish license. Here's the piece. Well, he sent it to me, and who do you think it's quoting? By now you should know. I told you I'm going to quote again. The Rav Shitzer Rebbe. So it's definitely a Hasidish license if we're quoting the Rav Shitzer Rebbe. So here we go. He sent me the source. I'm going to quote it to you because it's a little bit more than what Sarah Sklar told me, and it ties into what we're learning now. So these two pieces tie into each other perfectly. Bezerah Kodesh, the Zerah Kodesh is the Rapshut Zerabe. Bezerah Kodesh. Oh, it also ties into something I said last week. Wait, it's so exciting. Al ha-pasuk v'yichuli truma. The pasuk says, take from me a portion. Hinei amru azal. And he quotes the Zohar. The Rapshut Zerabe is quoting the Zohar. Truma. So who is the original source that truma is Torah Mem? The Rapshut Zerabe is quoting the Zohar. Truma Mem. Okay? Hinei, you know, when I was Baruch Hashem Akala, which is a very long time ago, I was a young girl. Maybe I told this to you before once. I was a very young girl, 19. I was taking Kala classes, Baruch Hashem, with my Kala teacher. Maybe she doesn't want her name mentioned, so I won't say. So she's a Chashuva Mechanechas, and she's gone up the rung. She's a Chashuva Mechanechas today. She was my teacher then. So she told me she would go home and she would say to her husband, I have this young Kala, and everything I teach her, she always says, what's the source? I promise, this is a true story. She told me this a few years later, not at the time when I was 19. But she said she would, her husband's a Rav, and she would go home and she would say, whatever I teach her. I was only 19. She says to me, what's the source? She said, I never had a call like this. Everything I tell her, she wants to know the source. So it's a midah, Baruch Hashem, that has stayed with me, Baruch Hashem, throughout life. So Bezerah Kodesh, here's the source of Truma, is Rosh Tevos, or an acronym for Torah Mem. Bezerah Kodesh, and I thank Rabbi Goldberg for sending this to me. Bezerah Kodesh, al ha-pasuk v'yichuli Truma, hinei amru azal, quoting the Zohar Kodesh, Truma notri kon Torah Mem. Truma is the letters, is an acronym for Torah Mem. Romez le Torah. It's an allusion, a hint to the Torah. Shenitna la arba'im yom. It is an allusion to Torah because the Torah was given after 40 days. What is that referring to? The last pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim, 24:18 in the Chumash. Chav, you don't need a Chumash, okay? I mean, you do need a Chumash, but not for this pasuk. I'm just going to quote it for you. Chav Dalet Yod Ches. It's the last pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim. Listen, but Parshas Mishpat, Yisro Mishpatim are the Parshas of Matan Torah. Yisro is preparing for Matan Torah. Aseres HaDibros, Mishpatim, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, is many, many halachos and social laws and damages and monetary laws, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Chaf Dalet resumes the narrative of Har Sinai. The famous Kosher Dibra Hashem, Nasa V'Nishma, is not in Parshas Yisro. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. 24/7, very easy to remember. Someone told me that, but I don't remember who. Vayava Moshe Besocha Anan, the last pasuk of Mishpatim. And Moshe came into the cloud. Vayal El Hahar, he's going up. After the Aseres HaDibros, what happens? He needs to go up to learn all the rest of Torah. Vayava Moshe Besocha Anan, which represents the presence of God on the top of the mountain. Vayal El Hahar, Vayihi Moshe Bahar, Arba'im Yom, Va'arba'im Laila. It's the last pasuk of the Parshios of Matan Torah. Parachof Dalet, Pasuk Yud Ches, Parshios Mishpatim, the last words are, and Moshe goes into the cloud, he ascends the mountain, and Moses was in the mountain, Arba'im Yom, Va'arba'im Laila. You know what the next words in Chumash are? Or if you're looking at Sefer Torah, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'emor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yichuli truma. Vayihi Moshe bahar arba'im yom v'arba'im laila. What comes immediately after? V'yichuli truma. Open up your chumash. We're not called up to the Torah, but if you look in it, this is what you see. There's no divisions, there's no prokim, there's no psukim. There's no numbers in the Torah. So right after Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, take for me a truma. Exactly right. So now let me go back to the Zerah Kodesh on truma. So he quotes the Zohar, truma notrikon Torah Mem. Truma is a acronym for Torah Mem. Romez le Torah, it's an allusion to Torah, shenitna la arba'am yom, that was given after 40 days. Now, the whole thing with Chayra Ego wasn't supposed to happen. Okay? Moshe was going on for 40 days and 40 nights. He came down with the Luchos on Yud Zayin Tammuz. Everything was fine until he heard the sound of the disaster in the camp, which is next week's parsha. But he went up to get the Torah, which was given after 40 days and 40 nights. V'chein darshu b'medrash. Okay, this is very nice. Last week I quoted the Yichu li Truma, and I told you, I heard Rabbi Zev Lev say, the Yichu is from which pasuk? Who remembers? Who remembers? The pasuk from Mishlei, ki lakach tov nasati lechem torasi al tazovu. I mentioned it in passing last week. I said, I heard Rabbi Zev Lev say, remember I told you I had a lot of driving on Wednesday, and I heard Rabbi Zev Lev, and he said, v'yichu li'chuma, what's v'yichu? Lekach tov. Now, this all ties back to the Mishkan as an embodiment of Torah. Atze Shitim makes up the Aron. The Aron is Torah. Have Atzas Tova, kinega the shtutz of the Yetzer Hara. Torah Mem, Truma. Back to Torah. V'yichu li'chuma, yichu represents Lekach tov nasati lachem. I even think it's on, I think, could someone check? I think it's a footnote on the page one of your handout. I think I even may have given it to a footnote on your handout. Did I? Could someone tell me? Because I don't have a handout here. Is it a footnote? I didn't put it in? Oh, it's a footnote in my own notes. Okay, I did tell it to you. So, I'm pretty sure I told it to you. I'm almost positive I told it to you. No one remembers? What?
Yes.
Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Okay. I mean, Baruch Hashem, we should all remember, but at least I still know what I'm saying, thank God. So, lekach tov nasati lachem, torasi al tazovu v'yichu is like the word lekach. I've given you a good portion. Do not abandon my Torah. So we see that the whole Mishkan is founded on Torah. V'yichu, lekach tov nasati lachem, torasi al tazovu. Truma, Torah mem, tolu to the Torah, that's given in 40 days. Atzei shitim, they are the atzas tova, keneged the shtus of the Yetzer Hara. Aron Kodesh is made from atzei shitim, and in the words of the Rav Shitzur Rebbe, ikr chasidus hu haTorah kedosha behasmada, and we know, my son just asked me yesterday, where is it? It's, I said it's in Yuma 72, it's in Yuma Ayin Beis, called Talmud Chacham, Shein Tocha Kevaro, Ein Talmud Chacham. The Aron Kodesh represents that a Talmud Chacham must be pure on the inside and pure on the outside. So the whole Mishkan, especially today in the absence of Mishkan itself, because we don't have a Mishkan and we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, Rachman HaLitzlan, teaches us about making ourselves into a bastion of Torah. And if you make yourself into a fortification of Torah, then that's where Hashem wants to dwell. So let's now go back to the Zera Kodesh. V'chein darshu b'medrash. The Medrash says in Medrash Shmos Rabbah. So it's not Rabbi Zev Lev. I heard from Rabbi Zev Lev. I didn't know where he was quoting. It's Medrash Shmos Rabbah. V'yichu li truma. Ha-hadahu dichtivd. Ki lekach nasav nasati lachem. Torasi al tazov. So if I yichu, take the portion, is from taking the Torah for yourself. Lekach tov. Okay. Now we come to this mem. So I thought it's a very nice verb, but I said to first Sarah Scott, and then I sent it to Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg. I said, the mem in Truma is open. So he said, that's what he thought as well, but he says it's a Hasidish license. So if it's open, it's closed. If you want a darshan, then it's closed. So Hasidim is Saprim, it's an ender mem. Now I'm going to quote it for you. Emivor ha'inyan, shahatorah nitna la'arbam yom. The Torah was given after 40 days. Ki ha'os mem, the letter mem, sasum mikol ha'tzadadim. The letter mem is closed from all sides. Lahoros, to teach you. So it's amazing that these two pieces of Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, that two different people sent me, are so connected. And they're both from the Zera Kodesh. Lahoros, ki harotza la'avod es Hashem Yisparach. Tzarich la'asos la'atzmo techila gedarim v'siyagim mikol tzedadav kedei shelo yipol b'rashas hayetzer hara chas v'shalom. I'm going to translate. But this is the source. Mem is closed on all sides. Truma is Torah mem. Mem is 40. The Torah was given after 40 days. But furthermore, it alludes to os mem sasu mikol tzedadim. Ender mem is closed on all sides. lehoros, to teach you, ki harotza la'avod es Hashem Yisparach, one who wants to serve Hashem, tzarich la'asos la'atzmo, he needs to make for himself, techila, first, gidarim v'siyagim, fences and borders. You need to delineate a cutoff point. No trespassing, you have to tell the cultures of the world. No going beyond this point. Violators will be arrested, you have to tell the Yetzirah. Harotza la'avodas Hashem Yisparach, tzarich la'asos atzmo techila gidarim v'siyagim. Someone who wants to serve a Kosh Baruch Hu has to make for himself fences and borders, mikol tzedadav, on all sides, kidei shelo yipa bereshas hayetzer hara chas v'shalom. So he does not fall into the trap, so he does not fall into the snare of the Yetzer Hara. That's symbolized by the Mem. So Torah Mem does not only mean Torah 40 days. It means Torah. If you want to have Torah, make yourself like an Ender Mem. What's an Ender Mem? Close yourself off to the influences of the Yetzer Hara, Chas V'Shom. Virak and only, she'al yedei she'yasa l'nafsho gedarim v'siyagim, and only if he establishes for his soul borders and fences, kiduk mas ha'os Mem, like the example of the letter Mem, as yuchal lahav in divrei Torah. Only then, if you make yourself like an ender Mem, will you be able to understand words of Torah. U'bekorach zeh yizkali kanes la'avodas Hashem Yisparach. And with this koach, with this strength, only like this, will you be worthy to enter into the service of God. Okay, so we have two pieces here from the Zohar Kodesh. One tells us you need atza shitim, etza tova, kineged ruach stas, which is the Aron Kodesh, which is the Malkam of Torah, which is the best etza against ruach stas. The other source tells us that Torah Mem is the letters Teruma, because Torah is given after 40 days and you need to make yourself a Mem Sofis. I think, however, like I said, really, the Mem of Truma is open, not fully closed. Because what we need in order to absorb the Torah into ourselves, what we need is to be closed mostly, but you need to be open to hearing Torah. You need to be open to hearing, we need to be, I need to be. We need to be open to hearing Musar. We need to be open to hearing when we're not doing something correctly. We need to be open to hearing new learning, new hadracha. So if you're too closed, a personality who Rahman al-Islam, and unfortunately such people exist in life, they can hear anything. Maybe you don't know anyone like this, Ashreichem. They can hear anything that anybody else has to say. No, it's very sad. It's mamish very sad. We all make mistakes, even those of us who are open to listening. Sometimes you have a person who is so closed off, they cannot hear anything anyone else says in any other realm. It's my way or the highway. If you're so closed off, if your gedarim and your siyagim are impenetrable, even to rabbanim, to divrei Torah, to musar, to hashkafa, you won't be able to be a ben Torah. Or a bas Torah. It's not possible, because you're going to think, you're always right. I have nothing to learn. I have nothing to gain from anybody else. And then I realized yesterday, I was in the middle of a different lecture, and all of a sudden I said, I just thought of something. And I didn't share it at the venue that I was, but I'm going to put it here now, when we're talking about this true man, Osman. It's also from the Rav Shitzer Rebbe. Okay? I don't know, could you imagine in the time when he lived, in the 1800s, there was no women education. Sarah Schneer wasn't even around yet. I don't know, it's funny to me to think of, like, here we're having a whole shiur quoted on him. And Baruch Hashem, I'm married to his 8th great grandson and mother to his 9th great grandsons, Kanai Nahara. Like, what do you think he thinks? Like I'm saying, he lived in a time, no, it's an interesting idea to me personally. He lived in a time, forget women's education, forget women's teachers. I don't know, I just think it's interesting. I don't know. I hope it's a nachas for the neshama. I don't know. Let's go. My son told me, my eldest son, a few years ago, he learned in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, I believe, from one of his rabbeim, that the Rav Shitzer Rebbe says, this ties in so beautifully. It's not from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg. My son Aryeh told me a few years ago that he learned, I think it was a Shiva in Israel, another verb from the Rapshitz Rabbi. I can't believe how these all tie in together. What is the first word of Torah Shabbat Peh? Mishnayis Brachos. Ah, very nice. What's the first letter of Torah Shabbat Peh? Ah, Me'ema Saikorinis Hashema. Chazal began Torah Shabbat Peh, Masachas Brachos, was discussing at what time can you say the Shema. What is fascinating, what is the first letter of Torah Shabbat Peh? Mem. Who knows the last Mishnah in all of Shas? It's Uktzin, Perakim, Mishnah, Yud Beis. Amar Rabbi Chalachta, Lo Machzi, Kakosh Baruch Hu, Kli Machzik, Bracha, Yisrael, Ella, HaShalom, Shenemar, Hashem, Oz, L'Amo, Yitin, Hashem, Yivarech, Amo, HaShalom. Ah. Ah. The Mishnah begins in Brachos. The first word of Shas is Me'ei Masai. The first letter of Torah Shabbat Peh is Mem. The last Mishnah in Shas is Uktzin. I'm talking about Shas Mishnayis. Uktzin Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. It's a very important Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. You want to know, after we've gone through the Tanaim, debate each other, and Hillel says this way, and Shammai says that way, Rabbi Akiva says this way, and his colleagues say this way. So after you've gone through all the debates in Shas, you have to know the most important thing is, this is all Machlokas L'Shem Shemayim. And therefore, really, even though it's Machlokas, it's L'Shem Shemayim, so it's an expression of Shalom. You might finish Shas, and now you might go through the six orders, and you think that the way of Yehadus is I should always be fighting with everybody and me. He says this, I'm going to say that. He says that, I'm going to say this. Maybe you think, maybe that's what you took out of learning Shas. Gevadik, you made a Siyam Shisha Sidre Mishnah, and you think the Torah wants you to be a person who's always arguing, because that's what's happening here. So the very last teaching in all of Shas says, no, this is a Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura, this is not Michaort. The Bar Tanura says you shouldn't think after everything you've been through that the point is that we should always be fighting. If it's a Mechokas L'Shem Shemaim, it's a Mechamta Shel Torah, it's not a fight. In the way that we use the word fight. It's a battle of Kosh Baruch Hu. So who's ever right, a Kosh Baruch Hu is right. So therefore, how does Shas end? By telling you that the highest value is that you should be a person of Shleimus. And to be a person of Shleimus means that you have Shalom. Did you notice it's the same Shoresh? Shleimus and Shalom is the exact same Shoresh. So therefore, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Lo Matza Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha L'Yisrael Allah Hashem. You want to know what the greatest vessel of blessing HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave Israel? What is it? Shalom. More than any other. We know in B'chukosai begins Perachav Vav, Pasuk Gimel, I believe, in Sefer Vayikra, and it's the Klalos. But before we come to the Klalos, there is a series of brachos. And in that series of brachos, your basket will be blessed, the fruit of your womb will be blessed, there will be no sword in your land, there will be no wild animals, there are no ones chasing you, you're going to chase your enemies. The Pasuk says, V'nasati shalom ba'aretz. I don't know the Pasuk. It's in Chaf Vav in Vayikra. V'nasati shalom ba'aretz. I will give peace in the land. So Rashi says, what do you need peace for? You told me everything will be already blessed. The fruit of your womb, the fruit of your basket, your kneading bowls, your produce, your animals, there won't be a sword, there won't be any bad things in the land. So what do I need? V'nasati shalom ba'aretz. So Rashi says, im ein shalom, lo amdecha, im ein shalom, ein klum. If there's no peace, there's nothing. Doesn't matter how blessed the produce and the crops and the money and the flocks and the ocharev, if there's no shalom, there's nothing. Rachman al-Tzlan, look what's going on today since October 7th. Im ein shalom, Hashem yirachim aleinu v'yoshienu. Im ein shalom, ein klum. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, lo matza kos baruch hu kli machzik bracha l'Yisrael, ela hashalom. But the Mishnah ends by quoting the pasuk from Tehillim, Shana Emar, Hashem owes the Amo Yitain, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo, Hashalom. The Mishnah ends by quoting from Tehillim, Hashem will give strength to his people. Did you see one of the soldiers who fell earlier this week? His name was Ma'oz Ma'ar. Maoz, verse 22. Maoz Maor, from strength and from light. He was wounded last week in Gaza, and he was nifter this week of his wounds. Hashem yikom damo. Maoz. Hashem oz la'amo yitein, Hashem yivarach la'amo bashalom. So the rapture to rabbi points out, this I don't have a source, my son told me, I haven't seen it. I do have a source, I haven't seen it. He learned from his rabbi. The first letter of Torah Shabbal Peh is Mem. The last letter of Torah Shabbal Peh is Mem. Except that Torah Shabbal Peh begins with an open Mem, and it ends with a closed Mem. May Emasai, it's at the beginning of the word. And Bashalom, it's at the end of the word. So my son said he learned what's the pshat. And then we're going to add on to it. So the rapture to rabbi says, you should open your mouth for Torah. And when you come to the end of speaking Torah, you should close your mouth. By the way, that doesn't only mean you have to always be saying a Dvar Torah every minute of the day. You should be speaking in the way the Torah wants you to speak. Bein Adam Echaveiro. Does Hashem want me to say that? Ben Adam la'atzma, ben Adam la'makom. Whether it's tefillah, tehillim, complimenting somebody else, making a bracha, speaking lashon nekiya, saying a dvar Torah at the table, doesn't mean you're walking around the whole day saying a word of Torah, and otherwise you're clothing your mouth, even though we do have gedolim like that. However, me'em asai, open, so the Rav Shitzur Rebbe says, you should open your mouth when it comes to Torah. Me'em asai, that's the beginning, right? Open mem. What's in between the two mems? Torah. And when you come to the end, what should you do? You should make yourself like a mem sofis. If you have nothing of Torah to say, you should close your mouth. It has a great musar haskel for all of us in interpersonal relationships, this mem. Oh, by the way, also, wait. It's even better. Mem is the only letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Mem is the only letter of the aleph base that begins with your mouth closed. I can't demonstrate it while I'm speaking. That begins with your mouth closed. Then it's open, and then it's closed. Aleph, no. Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Yod, Chaf, Lamed, Mem. Do it. It's the only letter of the Aleph Beis that you start with your mouth closed. Then you open it. You can't do it while you're speaking, correct? Let's make a slow mem. 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 I sound like Google Voice, you know? When you say, how do you say the word? You could play it slower or faster. Mem. So your mouth is closed. Then it's open. Then it's closed. It's the only letter in the Hebrew alphabet. So first of all, it's very interesting. Clearly, the Rav Shitzur Rebbe is very enamored by the letter mem. Truma is Torah. Mem, Torah, Arba'im Yom, make yourself like a mem, says the Rav Shitzur Rebbe, close yourself off to outside influences by taking another insight of the Zohar Kodesh. Torah Shabbal Peh, not only is mem important for Torah Shabbichtav, V'hayim Moshe Bahar Arba'im Yom V'Arba'im Laila, of a Yichuli Truma, not only is mem important for Torah Shabbichtav, but now we see that mem is fundamental to Torah Shabbal Peh. Oh, that's cool. Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh begins with the mem, this unique letter of Peh. It's the Torah of the mouth, Baal Peh, that is very significant with the letter mem, which is unique in the structure of the mouth, because it begins with the mouth closed, open, and then closed again. So the Rav Shitzur Rebbe says, mem teaches you. You should open your mouth if you have something in Torah to say, which includes Midos Tovos, Lashon Nekiya, complimenting other people, knowing the art of giving rebuke, knowing what to say and what not to say, making our brachos with kavana, enunciating clearly when we daven, sharing a Dvar Torah, and then closing your mouth when you have nothing to say. So it begins with Me'em Asai and it ends with Shalom. So therefore, I think, back to my original kasha, how could you say Truma is Torah Mem? Make yourself closed on all sides when the Mem of Truma is not closed on all sides. But maybe the Rav Shitzur Rebbe means You need to be like both mems. What's interesting is if I showed you the source, which Rabbi Goldberg sent to me, we didn't even get to the handouts. That means you need to put them back. I'm going to bring them back next week. Be'ezer Hashem, we should all be well. What's interesting is, in the source that Rabbi Goldberg sent me on Parshas Truma, the mem, when the Rebbe says you have to be like the os mem, it's written not mem with one line. How do you spell mem? Every letter has a revealed value and hidden. So the revealed value of Aleph is that it's an Aleph. Here, let's do it, okay? V'ha'er. The revealed value of Aleph is it's just an Aleph. But Aleph has a hidden value as well. It's Aleph Lamed Pei. There are ways to expand Torah through the writing out the letters. Vav. Vav is a Vav, or Vav is Vav Vav. You understand what I'm doing? Okay, fine. So Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. How do you write out the letter Mem? Mem, Mem, exactly. The first Mem is an open Mem, and the second Mem is a ender Mem. So Mem itself, by which the Torah was given, teaches you, so I think it's not incorrect to say what I added on when Sarah Scarfer shared this to me, and then I sent it to Rabbi Goldberg. I think, I'm adding on a little bit, I think it's both. I was originally troubled because the Truma, the Mem, is not a Mem Sofish. So if you want to say you should be totally closed, that's very nice. So Rabbi Goldberg said it's a Chassidish license, so we can make an open Mem into a closed Mem, which I understand. But I really think that it's actually both. Especially because how do you write out Mem? Mem, Mem. But the first Mem is an open Mem, and the second Mem is a closed Mem. And in the source Rabbi Goldberg sent me, he writes Os Mem, it's Rashi script, Os Mem, but not Os open Mem, Os Mem is written out. Os Mem, Mem, Mem Sofis. So what does that mean? If a person wants to be a person of Torah, you need to be like the open Mem, Mei Emasai, the beginning of Shas. You do need to be open. If you're not open, I'm not saying you should be open to Hollywood, and I'm not saying you should be open to the NBA, and I'm not saying you should be open to eating at McDonald's. That's not what I mean. But an open mem means that you need to be open to hearing other ways. If someone tells you it's not correct, then you need to be able to say, L'ech Hazal Seim Pirkei Avos, one of the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired. This is great. I'm not saying it on purpose. It starts with a mem. Don't laugh. Moda al ha'emes. No, I'm not joking. Parak Vav and Pirkei Avos, Nidik Mishnah Beis, one of the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired is you must be... No. I think it's Mishnah Vav. I think Mishnah Beis is Kol Yom V'Yom Bas Kol Yotzeis Mehar Chorev Mechrezes Va'omeres Oy Lahem Labrios Me'albana Shol Torah Enecha Ben Chorin El Misha Osek B'Talmud Torah, which ties in exactly Torah here. And Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav is the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired. And one of the traits by which Torah is acquired, which starts with an open mem, is that Talmud Chacham needs to be Moda al Ha'emes. Moda. What does that mean? You have to be a little open to hearing that there are other ways. It's not always your way or the highway. If someone points out that you're doing something wrong, if you're not opening to hear it, unfortunately there are people who live their lives like this. Hashem Yerachem, Lo Aleinu, Hashem Yoshienu. So you're not going to hear anything from anybody. So what mem do you have to be like? Truma, Torah, mem. Which mem do you have to be like? Both. How do I know? Because the Zera Kodesh points out the Gevaldic nature of Torah Shabbal Peh begins with a mem and ends with a mem. But it's not the same mem. One is an open mem and one is an ender mem. One is open and one is closed. What midos do you need, therefore, to be a ben or a bas Torah? You need to emulate both mems. The open mem teaches you that you have to be open to hearing Musar and Torah, and learning, and Rabbanim. But the closed mem by which we end Torah Shabbat Peh teaches us that you need to be close to outside influences, because those outside influences will bring you the Ruach Shtos. And if I'm putting the first insight with the second, with the third. The first was Atzah Shitim, remember? Establish for yourself Atzah Tova Kineged, the Shtos of the Yetzer Hara. The second insight is Truma Torah Mem. And the third insight, all from the Rebbe. And the third insight is Torah Shebaal Peh begins and ends with a Mem. And it's the only letter that your mouth close, open, close. So now putting all of these together, if you want an Eitzah Tova to protect yourself against Ruach Shtos, Atzei Shittim, make yourself into an Aron Kodesh, the essence of which is wood, because wood is organic, wood grows, wood is alive. It's not dead matter. You always have to be living and striving and growing. To take from, for the Misora, your roots, which begin with a Mem, then you have Atzos Tova Keneged Roshtos. Don't forget that the Truma by which the Mishkan was built is the Rosh Etevo, says the Zohar, as quoted by the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, of Torah Mem. Because the Torah is given after 40 days. The man further teaches you, says Rav Shitzer Rebbe, you need to be totally closed off. But we're amending it a little bit and saying that we go to a third verb by the Rebbe, which is that Torah Shebaal Peh begins and ends with a Mem. So we see that a person needs to be both kinds of Mem. You need to be an open Mem to hearing that there are other ways. Why is Yehuda Malchus? Malchus begins with a Mem. Oh my gosh, you're going to be seeing it everywhere today. Misora, Malchus. What else did I just say? Mishpatim. Okay. Why is Yehuda Malchus? Because what does he say? It doesn't begin with a Mem. But what does he say? Perek Lamed Ches. Tzadka Mimeni. Akash Baruch said, you could be Moda. Moda is Yehuda. Moda is Yehuda. The same with Shoresh. You could admit that your way is not always right. You could be the open Mem of Moda. You could say there's another way. I'm not right. She's right. When Tamar, whose middle initial is Mem, was sent out to be killed, then you could have Malchus. It's crazy. I could just what? Keep going? Did you hear what I just said? Yehuda. By the way, it wasn't lost to me that a Talmud Chacham ends with the letter Mem, but I just didn't want to say it, because you might think I'm now crazy, but it's not me, it's Lashon HaKodesh. What should I do? It's Hashem's language. It's not me. Because I'll tell us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Moda La'emes is one of the traits by which Torah is acquired. This is Yehuda. Yehuda was able to be Moda al ha'emes, Mem, open Mem. You can only be Moda al ha'emes if you're open to hearing other paths. Tzarka, she's right. Mimeni hinis abba, says Rashi. Therefore, he's zocha to Malchus, which starts with a Mem. And if we want to be the person who takes the lekach tov, nasati lechem ve'yichuli truma, we need to make sure we have atzos tova keneged ruach shtos. We recognize the Torah is given after our Bam Yam, and we make ourselves like a Mem to outside world, Gedarim and Siyagim. But we don't forget that the Torah Shebaal Peh, my mouth needs to be closed. If I have something productive to say, I open it. If I have nothing productive to say, I close it. And then Be'ezer Hashem, we will be zocha to welcome Melech HaMashiach. Could you make this up? Could you make this up? If someone doesn't love Torah, I have no one who could help you. Davin for Yon Siyata Deshmaya. Have a Gevaldik Shabbos. I thank you so much, everybody.